traditionally, we have lived in what is now part of Honduras and part of Nicaragua. And the Rio Coco, the Huanqui River, is like a sacred river that crosses our territory. Since 1987, the indigenous peoples of Nicaragua, the Miskitos and the other indigenous peoples and Afro-descendants, we have been in the process of building an autonomy process. We have a law that was approved in 1987 recognizing collective and individual rights of indigenous peoples and Afro-descendants that live in practically 50% of the Nicaraguan territory.
And speak about that coming together of these different indigenous groups. How do you make it work? And you said, this has been since 1987 that we've had this law.
One of the main objectives of the autonomy law was to really recognize multi-ethnicity, because we understood that if we only recognize the rights of one indigenous peoples and not the others, this would create interethnic tensions. So what we have been doing is trying to guarantee that each one of the different ethnic groups have a representation in the autonomous structure in the government. So we have a regional autonomous council. Since the last 20 years, there are almost 100 laws in Nicaragua that include the recognition of these collective rights, laws that are related with health, with education, with management of natural resources. And at the same time, we have been developing our own autonomous institutions. We have our own health system, our own education system, and we have been recognizing what we understand as indigenous rights.
That brings me to my next question, actually. Because you are on the forum, can you tell us at the global level, how has the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples advanced issues of concern to indigenous people?
The UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples is becoming something like an international customary law. Because although it is a declaration, it has enormous weight at the international level. So there are, for example, Supreme Courts in Belize that are using it to recognize indigenous territorial rights in a country that doesn't recognize that indigenous peoples exist. So what we are trying to do is to promote the use of the UN Declaration as an international standard. The second thing that we are trying to promote is that in the parliaments use the declaration as an instrument when they are approving legislation. At the Permanent Forum, we are working on a book, a manual, to help parliamentarians to use the declaration. Because now only two governments have recognized the declaration as a national legislation, Bolivia and Nicaragua. But we want other governments, other parliaments, to recognize the UN Declaration. I would say the biggest advance is at community level. Indigenous peoples from different parts of the world are using the declaration to promote their self-determined development models.
Have you had an opportunity to give your suggestions as your indigenous group in your country to the government in connection with sustainable development?
In Nicaragua, as I mentioned, we are in an autonomous region. And as part of that, we have been working with the autonomous government defining strategy of development. We have what we call a model of development for the autonomous region. And the indigenous point of view, the worldview of indigenous peoples, is included in that. Of course, this is very difficult because we are facing so many challenges at the international level. The climate change, the food crisis, the water crisis, the financial crisis, all of this impact on communities.
Now, the forum is meeting again, and I'm just curious to know, what will the emphasis be this year?
The main theme of this session is the doctrine of discovery. And although we recognize the importance of analyzing the philosophies and ideology that oriented or supported the colonization of indigenous territories, we believe that the main focus should be on what are the good practices that we are promoting in countries to change this historical relation of oppression against indigenous peoples. So we will be focusing on constitutional reforms and what are the challenges that we are facing to make these constitutional reforms be respected, be implemented, be enforced, but also in countries in which there are still no reforms, how we can promote them.